This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 155. So today, I'm excited to have Mike Santos back of Phil Exec Search Solutions. We originally spoke to Mike back in episode 143. If you want to get a bit of background in terms of the recruiter, headhunter, and human resource space for outsourcing. In this episode, we talked to Mike a little bit more focused on the BPO sector, a little bit on the availability of expats and executive hire. It is a really interesting conversation, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. So if you want to get in touch with Mike or know any more about Phil Exec, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/155. Enjoy. Hi, welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm happy to be joined again by Mike Santos of Phil Exec Search Solutions. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey there. Doing good.
And Mike is a seasoned recruiter and headhunter. He's been in the game since 2004, so he knows a lot about the recruitment space. And of course, you know, our audience is outsourcing, but such a big component of outsourcing is actually the HR and human component to it. So it's very common for BPOs to have very close relationships with recruiters such as Mike Santos. So yeah, thanks so much for joining us, Mike. And I suppose just
do you want to
introduce yourself and Phil Exec Search Solutions?
All right, sure. So yeah, so basically I've been in the recruitment since 2004, so it has been quite a while. I cater to different industries, but mostly would be IT. And then now I am actually the general manager of Phil Exec Search Solutions. We cater to different industries, BPO, IT, finance, and all. So anything that, you know, companies would need to help with their recruitment needs, we'll gladly help them. So yeah.
Fantastic. And Phil Exec has been going since about 2013. And you know, we have a lot of mutual friends in the game. And so you've done a lot of headhunting.
It's a small world.
It is. And, you know, that's pretty powerful within kind of executive headhunting, isn't it? And also within Manila, because it very much does rest on who you know and the networks that you can call on if you need people. So yeah, it's certainly kind of a powerful tip there if anyone out there is listening. But so our audience is people interested in outsourcing. A lot of this conversation might apply to people sitting out there in the West, and I might put this question to you. Instead of people going to a BPO, if they want staff, could they approach a recruiter like you and get themselves staff, whether they're sort of, I don't know, mid-level administrative, mid-level management, and make an arrangement direct? Does that happen?
Well, I guess, you know, one experience I had is actually in the past, or maybe I think you could say a little over 2 years ago, I actually helped a company set up their own office here in the Philippines. They're actually an Australian company. They actually wanted to set up their own office here. And then I guess they had some issues in terms of setting up local entity. And also, I mean, with us having the knowledge in terms of setting up a team, you know, we just suggested there's actually right now here in the Philippines third companies or third party companies who actually could assist you in terms of setting up the business. You know, no need for the, you know, applying government permits and all. They'll be the ones to do that. To do that for you, they'll be the ones who actually employ your employees. So right. You could say, you know, functionally, they'd be working with you. But in terms of the admin tasks, you know, payroll, HR, they'll be doing it for you. So you just need to pay for them, you know, one amount on a monthly basis, and then they'll assist you with the manpower that you need. In return, I mean, on my end, since we'll be helping them out, we'll be the ones to do the recruitment. So it's a give and take relationship. So they've been happy. they started as a team of five 3 years ago, or sorry, a bit 2 years ago, and now they're around growing to 20 or more people now.
Right. And so, yeah, just to, I suppose, encapsulate that, there's a lot of different hybrid solutions now, aren't there? And
yes, exactly.
Previously, it was mm-hmm. just kind of standard BPOs. But now, you know, mm-hmm. and without being sort of, I suppose, trying to avoid it, but basically, it can be incredibly complex to set up in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly complex to incorporate. It's incredibly complex mm-hmm. to set up payroll and HRIS and things mm-hmm. like that, especially yeah. if you mm-hmm. are a foreigner or a foreign entity.
Exactly.
Not least, it can just take months or potentially years to do this. So there's a lot of intermediaries mm-hmm. where they offer services such as effectively staff leasing, or effectively mm-hmm. they just put the staff within their kind of system, but mm-hmm. they are, to all intents and purposes, your staff. Mm-hmm. So there is that potential that people out there can work with recruiters such as yourself, and so it mm-hmm. is in essence a normal recruitment process, and then they just get hired by these entities. And mm-hmm. so do you see that as a potential? It's obviously a lot cheaper than kind of outsourcing, isn't it, than going with a full services BPO, because you're literally just getting people at the cost of their salary.
I mean, it's cheaper, and it's more convenient, actually. You know, no headaches in terms of, let's say, you need to, you know, do a lot of, let's say, work in terms of hiring those people. It's basically, you know, just the third party will just tell you, all right, monthly, just stay with us, and that's it. So, you know, it's more convenient, actually. And yeah, you could say it's cheaper. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at the same time, you actually have more control about it in terms of hiring the people that actually. Hiring the people that you want for your team, it's gonna be easier, and it's gonna be, you know, under your control. You have a say.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not uncommon, because I started my outsourcing journey within a BPO, but mm-hmm. then eventually it's not uncommon to, and within BPOs they basically manage all of the HR and hiring process. But eventually it's not uncommon when, as a client, you're in a BPO and you start doing your own recruitment, and you might start with executives and get headhunters in mm-hmm. because there's more control over the process, and you have more say in terms of who you're hiring. So it's kind of a natural mm-hmm. progression, isn't it? And as you say, it's cheaper. We do on our website mm-hmm. actually have a comprehensive salary guide, if anyone wants to check that out. I can put the link in our show notes. But it's a salary guide showing comparisons with Philippines salaries versus US, Australia, and UK. Mm-hmm. And obviously there is quite a stark difference there.
There is a big one.
Yeah, what amazes me is that salaries vary so much in the Philippines. Like, the multiplier is so, so big. And the way I mm-hmm. kind of suggest this is that salaries for entry-level office jobs can start as low as kind of 14 to 20,000 pesos, I suppose, which is mm-hmm. sort of $300 to $400 per month. But then mm-hmm. they can go up as high as effectively the best Western salary there is, you know, whether that's sort of 100,000 US per month, because it's there's that entire span there. And of course, there's big industry, big companies here. And of course, some of them hire Westerners to fill those spots. So mm-hmm. The salary span is so, so broad. How do you find managing that? And, you know, do you sort of see people, what I found and when I initially started this journey, it seemed amazing that as people got promotions, their mm-hmm. salaries could jump up 20 or 30 or 50% per promotion, mm-hmm. because they would go up that next uh-huh. ladder, whereas in the West you would kind of get a 5 or maybe 10% bump. But mm-hmm. Do you see that? Like, there's a lot of salary progression within certain roles?
Yeah, they are. There are actually some companies who actually disrupt the salary bracket for certain positions or certain years of experience. I guess you could say they're more competitive because there are certain skills that they're actually high in demand but low in supply. So there are some companies who does, you know, whatever they would want just to hire those talents. So I guess that's where the certain disruption of salary occurs here in the Philippines.
Right.
I mean, if you're, I mean, for example, if a foreign company put up an operations here, sometimes they just convert, you know, how much are they saving compared to hiring them in their own country. So sometimes they're a bit more flexible or more open-minded if, you know, this person is asking this amount. You know, sometimes they give that amount to the candidate. So that's what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we suggest, you know, don't always try and save so much money, you know, and especially if people are coming here and starting out, your mm-hmm. senior manager or your pioneer, you should really yeah. try and get the best you can, because they're really
exactly.
going to be,
yeah.
you know, a big determinant of the success of the project. And, but it is kind of, the economics of it are kind of pretty funky if you look into it, because maybe in the West, people might be paying 60,000 US for an ops manager. And mm-hmm. so they come here and, you know, if they pay 50,000 US for an ops manager here, they feel like they've got a pretty good deal. And of course they have. Whereas the going salary might be 30,000 US for that role, or even 20,000 mm-hmm. or even less.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, and so I find it's quite a complex market when you have such roles and such a massive span in terms of pay salaries. Mm-hmm. And I suppose, can you give us insight or comment on the availability of expats here floating around in the Philippines market? Are there many kind of expats looking for positions?
Yeah, there are actually. You know, just in my own network, there are actually some expats. Either they were a former client, or, you know, they were referred by former clients of mine. They sometimes, you know, approach headhunters if they could actually find a different job within Manila or within the Philippines. I guess compared to maybe 5 or 10 years ago, right now there's a lot of expats now who are willing to transfer from, let's say, the company that hired him to go to Manila. So they're more open now. And yeah, you could see in a lot of companies there are a lot of expats now. So yeah.
Mm. And it's a growing trend, actually, isn't it? Well, certainly I see mm-hmm. that people come here and they're a little bit scared, and they, mm-hmm. they want a lot of sort of benefits to cover the fact that they're coming to the Philippines. But then when they get here,
yeah.
they want to stay. They want to exactly. enjoy the life here, and then they're looking for different
yeah.
jobs here.
I guess, I mean, the advantage of the Philippines would be, you know, maybe it's almost similar to maybe from the country where they came from, in terms of, you know, the scenery, the office, the work. It's almost the same. I guess the only difference would be, you know, cost of living is really low. I guess the weather would be a bit different. Also, it's more
yeah.
hotter, most likely. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, the food here is, you know, it's not that, you know, different. I mean, there's a lot of cuisines in the Philippines, so they won't get too much homesick, since, you know, more or less lifestyle would be the same or maybe even better. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an interesting thing. What I notice as well is that, you know, expat salaries can commonly bridge local salaries. So if you come as an expat, you might get a phenomenal, huge salary,
mm-hmm.
or it's not uncommon.
Yeah.
But then if you stay and you're then within the Philippine employment market, you will probably struggle to get those salaries again, because compared
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
local executives that are also incredibly competent and highly skilled, then that salary
mm-hmm.
would be too rich. So what they commonly, or what is sort of seen commonly, is that the salaries then bridge. They don't get the super high salaries that they would
mm-hmm.
As a true expat, but then it can
yeah.
be slightly higher potentially than a local salary. So they,
yeah.
they kind of get
mm-hmm.
these bridge salaries. But yeah. It's interesting though that there are more and more foreigners opting to stay here, because, you know, it really
mm-hmm.
is it
yeah.
can be a superb lifestyle for those that it agrees
mm-hmm.
with.
Yeah,
fantastic.
True.
And so, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, Mike, and if anyone wants to build a team with Mike or discuss executive placements, either with local or expat people, what would you suggest, they do, and how can they get in touch with you?
Sure. They could easily just email me. My email address is mike@celexec.com, and then our generic email address for the company is hello@celexec.com. So just shoot me up an email. If you have any inquiries, I'll gladly answer it for you. If you need some help, as long as I could answer it, or I could refer you to people who'd actually help you out. So yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mike. And of course, just give us some insight as well into the cost structure. Is it a fee on success? Is there an engagement fee? Just give people a kind of concept of that.
No fees. I mean, I guess obviously with recruitment, obviously there would be a success fee. So as long as we were able to hire a candidate for you, that's the only time that we would be sending an invoice. But other than that, it's no fees up front.
Fantastic. That's great. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much too.
Okay, that was Mike Santos of PhilExec Search Solutions. If you want to get in touch with Mike or his company, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/155. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.